Hello? Hello?
La la la. Oh, remember how they do those voice exercises?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah. The tip of the tongue, the tip of the lips. The tip of the tongue, the tip of the lips. But I gotta get it, get it. But I gotta get it, but I gotta get it.
Cool.
Wow. All right, man, let's do this.
Wow.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Rock on there, rock on, buddy, rock on. Rolling off track, podcast, episode 21, here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. It's myself, Mr. B, Mr. A, Aaron. How's it going, dude?
What's up, Mr. B, Ryan, what's up?
Doing good, just fine evening in 505, good weather, nice cool weather after the rain, after the flood.
The floods, damn, there's a lot of floods.
Yep, I guess we'll get that out of the way real quick. Floods in here in New Mexico, all over New Mexico. People needing bottled water, roof tarps. There's donations here in Albuquerque, dropping off those things, whatever they need. Salvation Army.
Damn.
Yep, crazy, crazy couple of weeks here.
Yep, true that.
City of Albuquerque watching the Rio Grande, make sure it doesn't flood over.
Damn.
Other little towns around New Mexico watching their dams, make sure they don't break, and trying to keep the people up to date, see if they have to evacuate.
Yeesh, it's scary, man.
Yes, sir. So hopefully all those people out there are doing good, and hopefully dams and rivers, and they stay where they're supposed to be, and just keep on living life.
Living life. Oh.
Living life. Yep. Rolling off track. 21, episode 21.
Yeah, let's go bust open a cold one now.
Bust open a cold one. We can buy. We can buy a house. We can rent a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. How's your week? Is it good?
It's going good. I got news that I got work now, so I'm going to be pretty busy again for the next couple of weeks here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just trimming though, trimming bushes, especially after all this hard rain. All these bushes grew out like crazy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A whole, like 2 feet, almost 3 feet tall, they already grew back out again. So I got to make my rounds and start cutting them all down, start all over.
All those weeds growing out, huh?
Yeah, damn all those weeds. Bastards.
Sounds like you're driving over there, buddy. Are you on the highway? Are you cruising down the street talking to me?
No, man. I'm actually just. Can you really hear it? Can you really hear all those cars?
Yeah, I can hear. It looks like you're cruising down the interstate doing 75 with your popping a cold one. It's illegal, buddy. It's illegal.
No, man. As long as it's not above point something, 0.01.
Just kidding, man. I don't, you know, don't do that stuff, man. Don't do that, internet.
No,
it's not good for you.
Internet people, click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket.
Always have a DD on your hands.
DD, call a taxi. Call Mr. B.
Yep. Always gotta have a backup plan.
Yep. Rock Pod should have a DD service.
Yes, sir.
Tweet Rock Pod. Tell them pick me up.
Yeah, if you need it, I'm willing to pick you up. You just gotta pay me.
Gotta pay a couple dollars gas, no matter what. Depends on how far, huh?
Oh yeah, just depending on how far you are, I charge higher. Just kidding.
So you're just chilling outside, or what?
No, I'm actually just hanging out in my car right now. It got way too hot inside, and AC wasn't working for me. I'm sitting in my car, have my windows rolled down, and that breeze is going left and right. It feels pretty good outside tonight.
Okay, cool. Just to let the listeners know where you're at, make sure you're not speeding or anything. Chilling outside.
Chilling right outside my home, people.
Yes, sir. And
Yep.
this past weekend, I got to watch the Mayweather versus Alvarez fight on Showtime pay-per-view, buddy.
Oh man, you didn't even invite me.
Yes, sir. It was on Twitter.
Next time, man, you better invite me over. You better come over here and say, hey, we're having a UFC fight off. Come over.
UFC.
Just kidding.
It's rugby, buddy. Mayweather won in rugby this past weekend. Majority
Just.
decision. 12 rounds. 12 rounds of rugby. He beat Alvarez.
Yep.
It's pretty good rugby match this past weekend. You guys got to see it. It was pretty good. Mayweather doing his moves, his
Yep,
dodging,
this is pretty good.
his combo punches. It was good, man.
Man, I wasn't there to see it all.
You didn't get to see the rugby match, buddy. So
No.
in your Google, just type in Mayweather rugby.
I'll do it right now.
Do
No, I was kidding.
it. Rugby
No way.
2013.
I can't multitask. I might just get caught up and then you're talking away, you're trying to ask me something and I might say, yeah, or come on, or Dan. Like, hey, I'm trying to talk to you.
Or you're just gonna say, I remember like when you're talking to somebody and they don't they're paying attention to something else, all they say is
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Huh? Wait, what? Say it again. That's kidding.
And then one game I've been playing is Transformers on the PC.
Transformers. How are those PC games? I always wondered how they are. The last time I ever tried one was like second grade, but off of Yahoo Games, but I don't think that qualifies.
No, I don't think so. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. I use both the keyboard and I switch off from that to the regular controller.
You hook your controller to the keyboard or what?
Yeah, because you have to buy a wired one though, too, because it's a wired one is USB.
Oh, yeah.
So you can either use the keyboard or just plug into your USB controller. And I got a Xbox wired controller, so I use that.
Oh,
So
that's awesome, man.
that
I
chance.
definitely gotta come over now. I gotta try it. That sounds pretty cool, having a controller hooked to your keyboard.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Transformers: War for Cybertron. It's pretty good. The story's pretty good. And first, fighting as the Decepticons.
Traitor. I mean, huh?
Traitor.
Really?
So, but it's pretty good. Pretty good gameplay. You guys play?
Really? I saw a lot of YouTube clips on it, like actual gameplay time.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty awesome. It looked pretty cool. I wanted to check it out over at the Redbox, but every time I went over there and tried to check it out, it was always already all out of stock. And then finally, this one kid was sitting in front of line of me at Redbox and he was flipping through the Xbox games and he clicked on the Transformer game. And after he clicked on it, highlighted, and it said out of stock. I'm like, damn it, man, it's the
Oh,
last one.
good.
This kid was standing there like, should I get it? Should I
The
just wait? Like, don't get
Yeah.
it. I'm your conscience. You don't need to play a game tonight. Don't get it. That's good.
You should have
But damn it, he unselected it, and then he was flipping through the rest of the games. And his mom was trying to tell him, hurry up, we gotta go. He's like, like he's all having a meltdown or something. He's all, and then he highlighted it and then he checked it out. I'm
Oh,
like, no, you little, I felt like
man.
slapping him in the back of the head. I'm like,
Yeah.
damn you. And then after that, a couple weeks passed and I tried to look for it again, but it never came back to Redbox.
Oh, okay.
Like, damn.
That kid still has it, man. You gotta hunt him down and get it.
I know, man. You stupid little kid. You probably at school that next day, too. You should have left it alone. Left it to the big kids.
Somebody's calling you, buddy.
Somebody's calling me. No, it's a text message. It's local flash floodings.
Somebody's
Be
vibrating
aware.
you.
Vibrate.
Yes,
That's
sir.
what she said.
Oh.
Oh.
So what'd you get?
It
Did you get to watch
says.
anything? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it just says flash flood warnings in this area on my side of town until 1:45 a.m. Avoid it. flood areas and check your local media news for more updates.
Oh, okay.
So be careful, people.
Be careful. And then that that McGee Park in Farmington. Have you ever heard of McGee Park?
I think so, yeah.
It's where that casino's at in Farmington.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that place got hit hard by flooding, too.
Yeesh, really?
Yep.
That's crazy. Somewhere in Santa Fe, one of the lower areas, like kind of the, like here in Albuquerque where the South Valley is, the little valley area down there.
Yeah.
It was an area like that in Santa Fe, and one of these trailers, the trailer homes, had a trailer park area where there's a lot of other people that have trailers. So flooding came through and the trailer got washed down the road. And I guess the people were still inside. And when it flushed, like the whole trailer moved almost like half football field, like 50 meters down the stretch. And they didn't even wake up or nothing. And the next morning they woke up standing outside their door and they were like 50 meters away from where they're normally at.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like all kinds of waters and stuff still all
That's
around
crazy.
Them. All freaking out. Like, oh my God. Like, dang, you guys are just now freaking out. You guys didn't feel your whole trailer shifting down the road?
I know, man. If that
That's
happened,
crazy.
every little movement, I'd probably wake up. Get
I know, me too. Especially my girlfriend, Jalissa. She's like really light sleeper. You barely bump the bed, and she's like,
get away.
Like, oh, it's just me. Calm down. Whoa. Sorry.
I just moved my arm. Sorry.
I just wanted to go to the bathroom.
Is she raising that powerful hand like Alex's girl?
No, she's not, man.
That's
but I'm just saying, she's a light sleeper and she gets mad when I wake her up.
Powerful hand, buddy. But
she's good.
Yes, sir.
She's good to me. She's real good to me.
So, did you watch anything? Play anything?
I played on my phone. The Texas Hold'em.
Oh yeah.
Cards. Yeah. I used to play that a lot a couple months ago. I was so addicted to it that I was on it for like 2 hours straight almost every night. And I thought I'd just re-upload it and check it out again. So I don't know. I think it's good. I like it.
Cool. Well, now you can stop playing on your phone and hit the casino, buddy, over 21.
Oh, you know me.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't gamble.
Did you
in
play
real life?
Did you get to watch anything?
We watched that Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Oh yeah, good movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That part was crazy where they shot from one ship to the other. Damn, they went. That was crazy. I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, you should go check it out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a recommended movie. Redbox movie, right?
Yes, sir.
Get it at your Redbox. Star Trek Into Darkness. That one's the most popular one at Redbox. And a new release for Redbox is a World War Z epic, The Bling Ring, House of Cards, Disconnect, and Breakout.
We watched all the above, but House of Cards and Disconnect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and House of Cards, if you have Netflix, that's that's on Netflix, House of Cards.
Oh, so you don't gotta go $1.20.
Yeah, but I guess if they don't have Netflix, you know, they can get to Redbox and get them DVDs there.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Redbox.
Redbox. Then opening this week in theaters, Battle of the Year, Prisoners, Rush, Ip Man, The Final Fight.
Ooh, Ip Man.
Yes, sir.
And I finally got around to only watching the first one. You remember when you were telling me that the first and second was on Netflix?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see the second one. They already took it off and only watched the first one.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, this one, the Ip Man one, it's a different version. It's the same story about him, but another director and another producer made this one, so it's a different version, but same story about him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll wait for that until it comes out later and give it a try. But so far, my favorite is Ip Man, the one that's on Netflix, and Ip Man 2, starring Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen.
Yep, that guy's good.
He's good. Like Tony Jaa good.
Tony, who's that one? Who's that guy?
Tony Jaa, you don't know Tony Jaa?
No, who's Tony Jaa?
Tony Jaa plays the Ungbok Warrior.
Ungbok Warrior. I know what movie you're talking about, but I'm trying to picture his face.
Philippine or something. Somewhere on that side of town, like one of those Buddhist guys.
Buddhist monks.
He's not a Buddhist. He's not a Buddhist. He's not a monk, but he lives on that side of the world.
Oh, okay. Check him out. Yeah. What's his name? Tony Yang?
No, Jaa. Tony Jaa. Tony T-O-N-Y. Last name Jaa. J-A-A. He plays the Ungbok Thai warrior. Also, Ungbok, the first, second, and third one. And then the protector.
The protector. Oh, okay, that first word that comes to your head. Navajo word of the week. Go.
Lejin.
Lejin. Black. Lejin.
Yep.
Black. Lejin.
Black.
Lejin.
Black.
Lejin.
Black.
Lejin.
Black.
All right, buddy. Got it out of the way. Terminator 2015 is going to be starring the 66-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
Next Terminator, buddy. What is it, the sixth one?
I think it's six. I don't remember.
Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Terminator Salvation. Oh, the fifth one. Yeah, fifth one. Terminator 5, 2015. Arnold's back.
I'll be back.
And then 2016, Independence Day 2.
Oh, snap. Old school.
Yes, awesome. Sir. I hope they make that one good. Independence Day 2?
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because yeah, they gotta
be awesome.
They gotta try and beat the first one. The first one was a good movie.
Yep, I liked the first one. That was a pretty good movie. Do you know if what's his name, Mr. Smith, is gonna be back in that one?
Oh yeah, it says a returning cast members.
Yeah,
still Mr. Smith.
His son should be in there now. I don't know though. It can't be because his son is pretty old, and the first one he didn't have any.
No, but the
no, unless it's been that long period of time.
But then the son could be remember that the lady that he hooks up with, she has a son.
Oh yeah,
good job, buddy.
Yeah, man, I didn't think of that one.
Dumb and Dumber 2 is going to be shooting this September with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey again.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, man, definitely got to go see that one. I hope it's as good as the first one, too.
Yeah, and this one is spelled, Dumb and Dumber 2, T-O, with one of those things at the end, 2. Those little marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dumb and Dumber 2.
Cool. The one they made, the Dumb and Dumber-er, the one they went back to high school, have you seen that one?
Yeah.
How'd you like that one?
It was good. It had its funny moments. So it was pretty good. It's pretty good to watch.
Yeah, I saw like the original one though. Jim Carrey, man, Jim Carrey all the way.
Yeah. What did he say that when they meet each other? You, no, I go to school where I live. Me too. I go to school where I live. Yeah, that guy lives at the school. Then and the other guy gets homeschooled. Because I'm looking for this X on the map. Says it's at the school. I guess, I know the school pretty well, but I've never seen the X before.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. Speaking of movies, did you hear that the new Star Wars is going to be shooting here in New Mexico 2014?
Oh, really?
Yeah, episode. It says prequel, but I thought it was supposed to be like the sixth one or the episode 7. Was supposed to be the next one, but they're going to end up doing a prequel, and all the returning cast is going to be coming back too. Harrison Ford and everybody.
Oh, Star Wars.
The prequel is going to be here 2014 in New Mexico to the desert. The desert land. Enchanted.
Yes, sir. So Star Wars. Oh, that's cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it
was
pretty cool.
A lot of movies are being made here in Albuquerque, yeah, New Mexico.
Yeah, yep. Telling you, one of these days I'm going to drive by with the ROTP sign. Your big old face, Mr. B's going to be in there.
All right. Just make sure you don't. Just make sure you don't take that knife that you have with you that you're sharpening now.
No, man.
Are you
I don't carry weapons.
Are you sharpening a knife?
No, I'm not. I'm filing my fingernails. <Just kidding.
laughs> file those fingernails. So when you hold up the picture, hold up my picture with ROTPOD on it, they'll see your fingernails. Say, oh, look at that. Say, what is it? His fingernails. They're so clean.
Damn. We should cast him.
We should cast him. Hey, you with the fingernails.
We all got fingernails.
The good looking ones.
Oh, okay. What's up?
And then Walking Dead is going to be coming October 13, buddy.
Walking Dead. My girlfriend's sister was watching that 2 days ago, and I had to go get something for my car because it was something important that I had to get done right away before I lose track of it and space out again. And I walked into the living room going outside, and she was watching that, and I got sucked into it. We ended up watching two episodes and then almost forgot what I had to go do outside. But damn, what I got to do? What do I got to do, man? Oh, okay. It finally snapped to me. I almost forgot what it was, but I remember. But yeah, that TV series is definitely catchy, man.
Yes,
sucks
sir.
You.
Yeah, I wonder why those zombie movies, zombie games are all good. Huh?
Yeah.
You just get caught in it. Speaking of a zombie game, there's this game that I put on my wish list in Steam.
Oh.
So I was scrolling through it, and I seen this zombie game, and I was looking through it. I watched the videos, and it looks pretty good. So I put it in my wish list, and it was like I think it was $4.99 for that game.
Uh huh.
And then the next day, I went to go get it, check it out. I was gonna buy it, but when I went to go look at it again because it was still on my wish list, I went opened it, clicked it. And the price went back up to, I think it was
$19.99. Oh, damn.
And that game looked pretty good, too. It was a zombie game, like a zombie elite sniper, something like that. But the video looks pretty good, and the pictures show the graphics, and it looked awesome. It looked pretty good, and I was going to get it at $4.99. But when I went back to it, it was back to $19.99. So I was like, oh, man.
Gosh darn it, Mr. B. What's the matter for you?
Matter for you.
That's why you don't hesitate on $40.99 games.
Yep. Good price. Good price.
Good things.
Good things. Good things will come your way at good prices.
Awesome, man.
Rainbow Six Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
That's the next free game for Xbox Gold members.
Gold members. Am I still a gold member?
Yes, sir.
When is that in?
Log in and download. I think it was next year. And then I think they gave us like three more extra months.
Oh, snap.
For free.
Well, hey, speaking of that, I don't know if I told you a while ago when my brother moved out, he was telling me that if it's possible to change his name and user ID to Jalissa's, since he doesn't have internet where he's at and he won't be able to use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can
and
do
then
that.
What? Okay, and then whatever he owed you, then I'll just pay you that since Jalissa will have it.
Okay, so on if it's the same, is she going to use the same gamer tag?
No, that was the thing.
Okay.
She's gonna have her own.
Okay, that's pretty good. Makes it easy then. So when you sign into his, just go to profile settings and gamer tag, and then on that one you could click on change gamer tag.
Uh huh.
And just have her do whatever she wants, and then sign into that, then that should be it.
But I have to have his gamer tag though, right?
It should still be on your system. It should still be there. You shouldn't have to do anything. Just go into it and then change whatever you need to change while you're still logged into it.
No, he did it on his system though.
Oh, okay. Well, then she needs to log into his gamer tag with his email and password. Then after that, then she can change it. Yeah, on your Xbox system.
Oh, so as long as I have his gamer tag, his password, and whatnot, I can log on to it with my Xbox?
Yeah, and then you could transfer everything to your Xbox with her changed gamer tag.
Oh, okay, cool. I should try that.
Yes, sir. All right there, listeners. That was changing your gamer tag 101 with Mr. B.
101, Instructor Mr. B.
Yes, sir. Pretty good. 12-foot inflatable animated spider.
Yeah, that's crazy awesome. Is it like all spread out, or are the legs like kind of close together where you can walk under it?
They're kind of close together where you can walk under it, but at the height of the 12-foot, the head is on top, and then the legs go down the side, so it kind of like hangs off.
Oh, okay.
So then at the top, the head swivels around, and it just moves motorized, so it kind of goes back and forth.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir.
I saw something similar to that, but it was a cat, and you can walk underneath it.
A cat?
Yeah, a black cat.
Oh, a Lejeune cat?
Oh, Lejeune kitty.
Oh, yeah, Navajo word of the week.
Lejeune.
Cool. Oh,
yeah. Emphasize on the Lejeune.
Then, remember Lucas Black? Remember from Tokyo Drift?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be in Fast 7.
Oh. Yeah.
So I guess all these leaks are coming out, and it is going to be like a Tokyo Drift 2, but it's going to be called Fast and Furious 7, so he's going to be in there.
Cool. It's going to be in Tokyo still?
It doesn't say, but it says Tokyo in the article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. And then one thing it leaks too is it says that he's going to be part of the next three installments. So that just gives it away right there. Three more, I guess, Tokyo Drifts.
Oh, snap. They're all part of Fast and Furious though, right?
Yeah, they're all part of Fast and Furious because everybody's going to Tokyo, I guess, for this one. Dom.
Brian. The Letty.
Rock. Yeah, The Rock and all them.
The Hulk.
The Hulk. The Hulk's going to be in Fast 7.
Yeah, I like that part on Fast Furious 6 where, what's his name? The black guy. So what? We work for the Hulk now? Is that what we do? And then he gets all puzzled face like, why do I smell baby oil? And then the Wayne comes out right behind his all. You keep talking like that, you're going to be smelling an ass cookie or something.
Fast 6.
That part's funny. Yep, Fast 6, buddy.
So listeners out there, tweet us if you like the Fast and Furious series. I think it's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining action with all them cars.
Love cars. Speaking of cars, over at the parade this past Saturday, we went over there, and they did a whole line, like probably 12, maybe 15 different Camaro cars.
Nice.
All souped up, too. And, oh, my God, this first one, it was a yellow one. It was one of those SS ZRTs or SXTs or something.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, man, it had a big engine in it. It's all vroom. It's like so freaking loud, but it had like, I don't know, it was like so much power.
Awesome.
It was just so incredible.
Nice. Did you take any pictures?
Yeah, I recorded it actually.
Oh,
yeah, I took a lot of pictures. And on the side of those cars, the yellow ones, they had the Bumblebee and the Autobot symbol. And then they had some black ones and silver ones, and those ones had the Decepticon symbols on it.
Ah, yeah. I should put some of those up on the RollingOffTrackPodcast.com site, buddy.
Yeah, I should. But, yeah, so freaking awesome, man. They were really revving up their engines, and just to hear how much power that they have in it, I was like, damn, it's crazy. I got goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Everybody's all looking at you.
I love cars.
What's wrong with that guy?
Ew, look at all those bumps.
Look at
I
all
was
those
kidding.
bumps.
My goosey bumps were so big, other people saw them.
My goosebumps were so big, they had goosebumps.
Other than that, portion of cars, they had some lowrider cars, but some of them were just too ridiculous to look at, and some of them were pretty cool. But other than that, this year it seemed kind of boring, the parade.
Oh, okay.
It was like there was so many big gaps in it, and there were a lot of bands, like a bunch of high schools this year. Like almost half of it were a bunch of high school bands.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I thought it was, besides the cars, I thought it was kind of boring. My girlfriend thought it was kind of boring, and my daughter, she kind of thought it was boring. She just liked the horses,
Those
all the heat.
were her first words at the parade, huh? This parade sucks. Yes,
Go
sir.
suck again.
New study says that the more you sleep, the more calories you burn.
Sleep?
Sleep, the less sleep you take, the less calories you burn.
That's why I'm fat. I never sleep. That's kidding.
I get little sleep too, not the usual 8 or even 7.
I only get like 3, 4 hours of sleep.
Man, you fat, Aaron.
I know, man. Short little 5 foot fatness.
Fatness in your weight area.
Oh, yep. And all my, all, no, never mind.
So
Next
when the
subject, I don't
so
want to
when
see.
if you ever get involved in a flood, you'll float around, buddy.
No, man, because I'm so heavy, I'm going to sink.
Oh, okay. I guess either way, we just gotta find out, huh?
Yep.
Float or
Either
sink.
way.
Float or sink. Float or sink. You listeners gotta
That's weird
tweet it.
how some things are like the same portion of size, and yet some float and some sink.
Yeah. So you listeners tweet us float or sink.
Hopefully float.
Are you filing your nails again?
No, something bit me.
Something big.
Yeah, something. Ah, something bit me. Forrest Gump.
Oh yeah. That was a gun, it was a bullet, huh?
Yeah.
He was all running.
Yes, sir. Dumped up and bit me right in the butt talks.
But okay,
Forrest Gump,
my
classic.
classic movie, watch it, Redbox it, Netflix it.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, you're too old. You're too young.
You're too young. Life's like a box of chocolate.
Life's like Redbox. It's good.
It's good.
All right, I'm gonna say my 49ers didn't do good. They did not do good against the Seahawks. 3-29 is the final score. 3-29, 26 points. Kaepernick and his dude didn't do his job. 49ers didn't do their job. It wasn't a good game. 3-29. Then
Damn.
my fiance's team, the Packers, they beat the Redskins 38-20. That was a pretty good game. They did good. Hats off to Packers. They did good. Rodgers,
Cool.
think Rodgers did over like 400 passing yards, which is good.
Damn.
And
That is pretty good.
who was your team?
Titans.
Titans. How do you say Titans again? Remember? Metro Man?
Titans.
Titans lost to the Texans 24-30, buddy.
24-30. At least it
Six
wasn't a
point.
blowout like
Wasn't
someone's team.
a Yes, sir. Who else is
Cardinals.
Cardinals? Cardinals beat the Lions 25-21. Oh, Alex's team, Mr.
Oh, Mr.
Alex.
Alex. Oh, damn, Mr. Alex, what happened?
Tweet him at ACARDENAS07. His Lions lost 21-25. And then I guess everybody likes the Cowboys. They lost to the Chiefs 16-17, 1 point. Former 49er quarterback Alex Smith for the Chiefs pulled a win 17-16 over the Cowboys.
Nobody likes the Cowboys.
Nobody. That's all I see on Facebook. Cowboys number one. The boys are playing. My boys are playing.
Speaking of cowboys, my girlfriend, she showed me a picture last night on Facebook. They had like these eight guys. They're all laying front to back, front to back, front to back, all Vienna sausaging on a bed. They're all naked. And it said, oh, I guess the cowboys are back. Here comes the tailgating fans.
Because
oh man, it was like, yeah, yep, cowboys, bunch of
cowboy fans.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but that's all I see on Facebook. My boys are playing. Can't wait till my boys play. Boy, my boys win. Can't wait till my boys win.
Oh, your boys lost. They should be men.
Yep. That's good. Facebook it.
Turn into some cowmen.
Cowmen.
Maybe they'll win if they be cowmen.
Cowmen out there. Then I guess this coming week, my Niners play the Colts. Your Titans play the Chargers.
Chargers.
Alex's Lions play the Redskins. My fiance's Packers play the Bengals. And who's your girlfriend's team?
She goes for who I go for. She don't really pay attention to football.
Titans.
Oh, the Titans! My girl's a Titan fan like me. My yes, girl sir. Follows my team too.
Oh.
Oh.
Then,
she's a good fan follower.
Fan follower. FF, buddy.
Oh, she's the BFF best fan follower.
Facebook it. Yeah.
BFFF best fan follower forever.
Yes, sir. Tell her that. Facebook it. My girl is my BFFF. Yes, sir.
BFFFFL. My best fan follower forever for life.
For life. BFFFL. That's right, buddy.
Yep. And don't you forget it.
That's good, man.
But when it comes to basketball, it's a whole different subject. She hates my team, and I hate her team, too.
Hate. Those are strong words, buddy. Hate.
That's all I hear these days. These kids. All these kids. All these I hate. Kids I hate. On. I hate. I hate.
All these kids on Facebook.
I hate. I hate. Damn, shut up. Don't say that. That's not nice. You don't know what hate is. Say, don't like it.
Don't like it. Would you hate it if I took your phone away?
Would you hate it if I grounded you?
Would you hate it if I took your Xbox away?
Would you hate it if I kept all your makeup?
Makeup? Would you hate it if I deactivated your Facebook account?
Oh, yep, I think they would hate that.
Yes, sir. Saturday, September 21st, UFC 165, John Bones Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson.
Gustafsson.
UFC 165.
Sounds like a German name. Gustafsson.
Gustafsson. Son.
Gustafsson.
UFC 165, John Bones Jones. John Bones Jones. John Bones Jones. Chimichanga burritos from All Subs number one. Get it with the Red Bull.
Chimichangas, man. All Subs. Shout out. Shout out. All Subs.
Shout out. All Subs. Put that chimichanga burrito in your mouth. Mouth, mouth, mouth.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Show you a chimichanga.
Show you a chimichanga in your mouth.
Hey,
easy. Whoa, whoa.
Don't say that.
Back off, buddy. Back off. Hate. I hate it when you say that.
Would you hate it if I showed you a chimichanga?
Facebook it.
All
right, just real quick. PlayStation 4 versus Xbox One compared, got compared, and PlayStation 4 won, hands down.
Damn, really? I think it was like at the beginning of this month, I saw a voting like that, and Xbox was actually beating PlayStation.
No, sir. They did a comparison, performance, all that. So PlayStation 4, hands down, winner over Xbox One, like 50% better, buddy.
Damn.
And then tomorrow, the 18th, iOS 7 comes out. You upgrade your iPhone.
iOS.
Windows 8.1, October 17th, coming out with $119. If you already have Windows 8, it'll be free upgrade to 8.1. But if you don't have Windows 8, you're on Windows 7 or lower, then the upgrade is going to be $119 on October 17th.
Damn. I just got Windows. I don't got Windows 7.
I got two Windows on my car.
I got Windows 98.
Windows 98. Then, Intel, the company, is coming out with $100 7-inch tablets for basic users that use like tablets just for web browsing, email, just the basic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not for games or stuff like that. Just $100 7-inch tablets for those basic users. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Just get my girlfriend one of those. She's always on Facebook.
Yeah, that'll be good for her. $100, buddy.
Yep. Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. And then Android 4.4 is called KitKat because they're on the letter K right now.
Yeah.
And that comes out, I think it was in October when the new Nexus 5 phone comes out from Android.
Cool. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yep. So I guess after that comes out, Kit Kat's going to be having like special wrapping on their Kit Kats.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they'll be giving away like tablets and stuff from Android.
Damn. Give me one.
Give me a Kit Kat. So I guess.
Give me a Kit Kat
bar. one more quick news. AT&T finalizes 1.9 billion LTE spectrum purchase from Verizon, which means 18 more states is going to have more coverage, faster coverage, more LTE, but they're not going to be as good as Verizon is.
Verizon is the best service.
Verizon is still number one and AT&T is number two, but AT&T just bought some more spectrum from Verizon and... they're going to keep growing.
Verizon will keep growing.
Yeah, I guess when they do that, I guess Verizon will be able to, what is it called, when you go to another area?
Roam,
yeah. They'll be, once AT&T starts putting up their stuff, then Verizon will be able to roam on their spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So I guess it kind of wins both ways, AT&T and Verizon.
Nope. Verizon always wins.
Verizon. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Pretty good, Bo. Pretty good.
Is your stomach talking? Is that what that was?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yep. Loud and clear, buddy.
Give me a snack right now, buddy. Cool. All right, buddy. Number 21. In,
21.
Out. In, out, and on the way to listeners' ears.
Yeah, yeah. In and out. That's what she said.
Oh, with the chimichanga in her mouth. Oh.
Oh,
Facebook it.
So, chimichanga.
Sixth gear, buddy. Put in sixth gear. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Put in sixth gear all the way into the weekend.
Oh, climb that hump.
Tweet, email, at ROTPOD. Anything you can give us, give it to us.
I still haven't heard a joke, people. I'm waiting to laugh.
Oh, yeah. No jokes. Nothing. Not a zip. Zilch.
Come on. Make Mr. A laugh. That's what she said.
Oh, and then
find my tickle spot.
Find Aaron's tickle spot. Sink.
Hey, no.
Sink or float. Make him laugh. Find his tickle spot.
Hey, stop it.
And check out our website, rollinnogoffTrackPodcast.com. Simple as that. Put it in your ears. Put it on your fridge. Put it in your phone.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mail.
Keep it in your mail.
Rolling off trackpodcast.com. Android downloads, whatever. We'll be adding new stuff. Check it out. Support us. Tweet us. Email us. Pictures, videos, anything.
Anything.
Any last words?
Just nice.
Aaron.
Have fun. And finish off the week good. Thank you.